Here's a thought I'll title Limited Edition Cheerios. That's right, the breakfast cereal. Let me begin by asking a simple question. What do your photographs and Honey Nut Cheerios have in common? Believe it or not, they're both produced in a limited edition. That is, according to the cereal box I was reading this morning at breakfast. I've seen all kinds of limited edition items, but I was trying to visualize what a limited edition cereal would be. And limited to what? I suppose they're going to produce no more than 48 gazillion Cheerios, and then they're going to stop. That's it. They won't produce any more. Curiosity got the best of me, and I had to dig a little deeper, not into Cheerios, into the concept. And it turns out that the limited edition Cheerios are heart-shaped Cheerios rather than just donut-shaped Cheerios. And that makes them special because they're a different shape. Same material, same taste, same substance, same size, but they're heart-shaped. And isn't that special? Surprisingly, that didn't make the Cheerios any more valuable. But it's a game that I see photographers often play when trying to, I suppose, add value to their photographs, is they limit them. And I've never understood the concept of limiting editions in something that is essentially infinitely producible. They can make as many Cheerios and boxes of Cheerios as they can sell, and I suppose we photographers can make as many prints as we can sell. For the vast majority of us, that means one of one is probably sufficient, unless you want to make sure that all of your offspring have a copy, and then the limit of the edition is the same number as the limit of your offspring. It's funny, though, how this terminology carries weight somehow and becomes important. This is a concept in marketing called value by association. It also shows up in celebrity endorsements. Because you value the celebrity and you think they're special, then the products that they use and advertise are more special. Value by association is one of the oldest tricks in the marketing playbook. I'll never forget a client that I had prior to lens work in my consulting days who was a Western store. And a big deal in a Western store are those giant belt buckles and various silver jewelry that is part of that culture. And this client of mine sold a lot of it. The number one brand is Montana Silver. But it was fascinating to me that Montana Silver just didn't come in a cardboard box. No, they played the value by association game by taking all of their pieces of jewelry, bracelets, rings, belt buckles, didn't make any difference what it is. All of their silver jewelry was sold in a jewel box, a velvet textured jewel box with a snapping hinge, similar to engagement rings or things that you would buy at a jewelry store. Montana Silver packaged all of their products in similar boxes because they were jewelry. And hence, value by association. If they would have packaged them in a paper bag or a normal cardboard box, they would lose some of that cachet of being jewelry. But they understood by putting it in this lovely blue box, very elegant looking, that it felt more special. It probably was perceived as a special gift by anybody receiving one of these. And during the time I was working with this client, a competitor of Montana Silver was making serious inroads with the same kind of merchandise. Again, belt buckles, jewelry, bracelets, those kinds of things, earrings. And they wanted to put their jewelry in one of these beautiful jewelry boxes too, but they couldn't use a blue-colored one because that was Montana Silver, and they didn't want their product confused with Montana Silver. So they used exactly the same boxes, but in a lovely, deep purple color. And that became a part of their branding. Again, value by association, in this case, even one step removed. This new company wasn't comparing itself to jewelry stores. They were comparing themselves to the industry leader, Montana Silver. Value by association. So limited edition, which is a fancy term used in art galleries and various other places, gets applied to Honey Nut Cheerios in order to elevate the branding of the breakfast cereal. I guess I'll wait with bated breath and anticipation for limited edition toilet paper, because you know it's coming. And I suppose with that in mind, I'll also limit my photographs to as many of them as I can sell, give away, distribute, and share in any means that I can possibly think of, right up to the point where they're throwing dirt in on top of me and my days of photography are permanently over. Come to think about it, maybe I should explore where I can get some of those jewelry boxes to hold my prints. They'd probably have to be gelatin silver colored, but I'm sure that would make my prints more valuable and jewelry-like.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.